Oh, hi, good afternoon. It's Rodney from Family First.
Hi, Rodney. It's Donna Jasinski, John's sister. How are you?
I'm very good. How about yourself, Ms. Donna?
I'm doing well, thank you. Now, I thought I was giving you this. I write them down. I might have mixed up Friday checkout. I might have wrote the wrong number down. Usually, I check
Okay.
when I get home. I think the number was Friday, but I'm not sure.
I do see that the clockout code that you enter belong to the day before, in this case Thursday.
Okay. Was that? Well, then this is the right one for Friday because I wrote it down. Then I got home and I'm still getting used to all this, so it's a lot more difficult than what my best the way I used to do it. So I think the number might be 2941641.
Well, I don't have access like to the what it shows you on your end or to accrue if that's legit or anything, but give it a try. In any ways, you need to send me a timesheet for last week in this case, because you know that you started using the system since Thursday. So
Thursday and Friday, yeah.
in the same
Okay.
timesheet, include Friday for the clock out, okay? So I can have all week long, okay?
Okay, so I put Friday in the t clock, just the clock out?
Yeah, that's right. I do have the clock in at 8:57 a.m. and that's why.
Yeah,
And you
because
mentioned to me about the clock in today, right?
can I do that at the end of the day, clock in and clock out? That's what I was thinking about doing, but I do it.
But you got the
So good.
code?
I do have the code for today, yes.
For
I
this
wrote
morning.
it down and
Okay,
then
try. Yeah,
yeah.
try to explore that option, okay? Let me know what happens, okay?
Yeah, because as soon as I got there, I had to take him to a physical therapy. And I did he was just getting dressed, so I got it. We had to go out the door, so I didn't have time, and then I forgot to clock in. So, but yeah, I did write it down, push the button and wrote the code down. So I do have the code from this morning. And then I just got home here and I was going to check everything out and put both of them in, clock in and clock out. Can I do that or do I have to just clock in, call right away?
For today, for what just happened today, try the option to see. You know, I mean, in the picture I sent you, there's like option three where you can
Yeah.
clock in and clock out, having the two codes, the morning
Okay.
code and the afternoon code. So like, try to do so, just and check what
Okay.
happens, okay?
Okay, and I'm thinking since Christina can't do it when I go in, I'm trying to get my daughter because she has some free time when I go for my heart surgery. My daughter might be
Sure.
able to help out. So the problem is he's put me in a difficult. He doesn't want anybody else there, so he said he'll go without care. I said no, you cannot do that. Like I have to find
Yeah, he might
somebody.
lose the hours. That's right.
Yeah, so he's making me feel he's not making he's just so anxious. He has anxiety. He has a lot of problems. So I'm trying not to work him up. On the same time, I'm trying to take care of myself. This all happened in the last couple months with my heart. So I'm trying to make him so he's comfortable. So anyway, I'm going to try to talk to my daughter and see if she can do it. Like when I go on vacation and. Because last year I just took him, like he was with me the whole time because it's first year alone, so I had him with me everywhere. It's like I need a break, so not to be, but anyway, so I'm going to talk to my daughter and see if she can do it, and then she'll register and get everything that you need, right? She has to register.
Yeah, if you find anyone, any of them being interested, just provide me their nom I mean their number, and we can
Okay.
start onboarding, okay?
Okay, yeah, because I start in September. I have a doctor's appointment in September. And then we're going to go from there to schedule my surgery. So, and then if my daughter's on board. Now, what happens if they, will you be able to provide with somebody if they can't? But he says, I don't want anybody in my house. So, what would happen if I can't find someone to take care of him while just to,
We can either assist him if we have available aids in his area and like, I mean, and show him like that alternative. In any cases, if he had the last chance, just wants to not have anyone else but someone that he knows, just like you or someone, we will check back then what happens. But right now we have just like to use all alternatives before getting to that point.
Yeah, because I know that's the only reason I started it because they couldn't find anybody in the area to do to take care of him. That's why Silhouette sort of talked me into taking care of him because they couldn't find anybody. And then I'm like, all right, I'll do it. She's, because I was doing it anyway. She's like, you're doing it. You're taking care of your brother since he got out of, you know, the hospital. So she says, you know, that's what happened. And then I said I would do it until they get somebody. And then now he doesn't want anybody but me doing it, you know. And it's like he's putting, I wouldn't say it in front of him, but he's putting me in a difficult situation right now because I know I have to go in for this surgery. And, you know, I'm like, I got to get find somebody for him. Or he says, I'll just take, well, my sister, she said she don't, and Christina doesn't really want to do it for, like, the whole time either. So I could split it between my sister and Christina if they don't want to, you know, do it, like, on the book. So they'll take care of him just so they can help me out. But my daughter said she, I didn't talk to her yet, but I'm going to talk to my daughter and see if she's interested. So she might be interested in doing while I'm in the hospital. So is that good?
Yeah, we can use the alternative of your daughter by then. So, like, try to, at the moment, let's try to focus on the business from last week. Because, you know, as always, like, we have rushing to pay our own stuff. So be attentive to send me your timesheet, okay?
Okay, well, I don't have him. I have the timesheet in front of me, but I don't have his signature on it right now. I have to go tomorrow. I'll get a signature.
It's okay. It's okay. Once you have it tomorrow for sign up, you can send it to the picture as usual, okay?
Okay, I'll send it to you. Okay, I'll send it to you tomorrow then. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.